Biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. We have 7 candidates this week. Let's run through the list and then we'll vote on which one is the biggest coming to town. And a programming note. Tomorrow morning at 8:15, I will give you a complete and official review of my trip to the Paul McCartney show last night.
Man.
That was the biggest show coming to town last week, as voted right here on this station in this segment 1 week ago. And it was a pretty tremendous experience.
I bet. I had regret last night as I wasn't there. What time did it start? Like 8? 8:30?
He took the stage at 8:30. And he played for 3 hours, and he is 72, and he looks great, and his energy level, pretty amazing. Full review, and some of the surprising songs that he did tomorrow morning at 8:15. But right now, let's look at this week's big candidates, and we start with a show tonight and tomorrow night, 2 nights and 2 nights only, at the House of Blues, candidate number 1, Erasure.
There you go, Gordo.
Why are you saying me? What do you mean?
This is all you.
I don't understand what that means.
This is why you're up dancing right now.
You're stupid.
Can you even imagine how many times in Gordo's life he's been dancing to their music without a shirt?
With the tuck. Yeah. With the tuck going on.
Or punching his pillow late at night while listening.
Or biting my pillow.
All of the above have happened multiple times.
You know it.
Yes. Look at the hate filling up George's heart right now.
I don't hate it. I'm just not really into it.
Are they anywhere nearly as big as they were in the mid-90s?
Erasure?
Mm-hmm.
No. Aren't there only 2 of them?
They are with Dave Lane. He'll probably be there.
The only one keeping them alive?
Yes.
Well, they're doing 2 shows.
So 1 ticket for every show. It's Dave Lane.
All right, candidate number 2. Thursday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Papa Roach.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give a...
Oh. What's wrong with this?
Everything.
You know it.
Huh. Very angry young white
with his tiny hair.
The mic's up all the way.
Dude. Totally going.
Yeah.
See Georgie mosh pitting?
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm in. I'll go.
Okay, you and I are going.
All right. Candidate number 3, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night at the American Airlines Center. It's a twin bill featuring Enrique Iglesias and the biggest beating in music.
Oh.
Pitbull.
Oh! Pitbull.
Mr. Worldwide Pitbull? I
know you. Yes.
Oh, yeah. George is just jealous. I made it
obvious that I want you to. Is Enrique still with Anna Kournikova? And by the way, scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to her.
I don't know.
She got sick and she passed away.
Remember when we had her in studio? That was one of the most glorious moments of our lives.
I still own that chair.
What did Gordo do immediately after she left?
What?
He went down and started smelling the chair.
What? Okay. That's ridiculous.
He did. We all witnessed it. Heidi Klum also.
Nobody did. What? Everybody stop talking on the radio.
Yep.
You idiot.
She's now 33 years old.
That's all?
She's done.
Wow.
It's too old. You know the roof on fire.
We go boogie, 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 jiggle, wiggle, and dance. Like the roof on fire. We
go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out. Make the roof on fire. What? Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, I'm on fire. I tell her, baby,
nobody in the world of music has more attitude than Pitbull.
No. For more nothing than Pitbull.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Is that his real name?
Yeah. Yeah, I just,
it's his last name, born Steve as Pitbull.
Boy, if I were to give you one guess as to where he's from, wouldn't it be very easy? Miami.
Yeah.
That's the douchebag capital of the United States.
Yes.
His name is Armando Christian Perez.
I mean, he is Miami, isn't
yes.
he? All right, that's candidate 3. Candidate 4. Biggest show coming to town this week. And Friday evening as well. This is at the Verizon Theater. Big night for Corby. Widespread Panic.
This is still go to their shows? Not like you did back in the day when we used to travel and go see them.
Right. I don't know. I'm guessing he will be there Friday, but I don't know.
You know, I've listened to them a little more over the years because of Corby, some other people I know that like them. They do have something.
Yeah.
And I know people maybe get tired of some of their jams that they go into and stuff, but I think they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder where they're going. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, God.
That's candidate 4. Candidate 5. This will be on Saturday at the Cotton Bowl. It's the Mattress Firm Music Fest featuring the Randy Rogers Band and the Josh Abbott Band.
All right. Yeah. Does it say what time this starts?
In fact, it does not.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be able to make it.
This sucks.
Hmm.
Is that so great?
Is that Drive-By Danny?
It's going to have a Doppler effect on it.
I do believe he's about to put out another album, Mr. Randy Rogers is.
I thought he just put one out. No?
They did a live album that came out, a few months back.
Hmm.
But they're working on one that I'm not sure when it comes out. But hopefully soon. For the greatest band in Texas.
That's candidate 5. Candidate 6, biggest show coming to town this week. This will be on a night known as Sunday. Mm-hmm. And did we determine whether this is pre or post?
It's usually my fun
this
day.
Is pre-game.
Okay,
pre.
So it's an afternoon on Sunday at AT&T Stadium.
Whoa.
Playing before the Cowboys-Giants game. It's Rascal Flatts.
We're here with Rascal Flatts. Let's call you Rascal Flatts.
That's all right.
I'm sorry about that. You've probably been called a lot worse before.
Yeah, I know. People used to call us Jub and all that kind of stuff. So.
Hey, that's my name. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay, we got Gary.
That laugh. You sounded both sick and drunk.
I know. It sounded terrible. Wow. Were they, like, out in the parking lot?
Yeah, I believe they're right there in front of the stadium, yeah.
In front of Sky Mirror.
Yes. I like Rascal Flatts.
Well, that's pretty big to get them before the Cowboy game. I would find true love
along the broken road. By the way, there's another band playing on Sunday at Trees, and I left them off the list, but George, if you just want to read their name to everybody.
Okay. What is it? You cannot go public with a name like that.
Let me see it. What is it?
Right there, kind of middle of the page at Trees.
Middle of the page at Trees. Nothing wrong with this.
Okay.
It's,
yeah.
F Face Unstoppable.
But it's not F face.
Nah, it's, there's a word spells it there.
Out. Yeah.
Fudge?
Yeah. Just, no, it's, not fudge.
It's Truck Face Unstoppable.
The Billy Ripken tribute band.
How can you ever get big if that's your name? You can't.
You can't.
All right. That was Frank Sinatra's original name.
And here's the latest from...
And he's unstoppable.
Finally, Monday, Candidate 7 at the Bass Hall in Fort Worth, Susan Boyle. You remember when she gained fame on Britain's Got Talent back in 2009 when she came on the stage and didn't look like she'd be anything? And then she belted out that incredible song with that incredible voice.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Ron Gordon sang it.
When hope was high and life worth living, I dreamed that love would never die.
That is an incredible voice.
I prayed that God would be forgiven.
So do you think, you remember the reaction? Wasn't Simon Cowell on that panel and a few others? Do you think that was a natural reaction, or do you think they knew what they were about to hear?
I don't know.
No, I think it was a natural reaction.
Those shows you just never really know. I bet Simon knew that they were about to hear something really good. That is incredible.
Oh.
She went from complete unknown to major celebrity in Britain. And about a year ago, somebody asked her if she had found love, and she said that she had tried to find love through internet dating, but she was too scared, saying, knowing my luck, if I'd go out on a date, you'd find my limbs scattered around various Blackburn dustbins.
Wow. See? Man. That's why it's just lunch.
Whoa. Yeah, that's what you need.
Yes. All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week is a candidate number one tonight and tomorrow night at the House of Blues, Erasure. Candidate two, Thursday at Verizon, Papa Roach. Candidate 3, Friday at the AAC, Enrique Iglesias and Pitbull. Mm. Candidate 4, Friday at Verizon, Widespread Panic. Candidate 5, Saturday at the Cotton Bowl, the Mattress Firm Music Fest with Randy Rogers and Josh Abbott. Candidate 6, Sunday at AT&T Stadium, Rascal Flatts. Or Candidate 7, Monday at the Bass Hall, Susan Boyle. George.
I vote for Mattress Firm Fest.
Okay, Gordo.
The Outfield. Yay, James
McMurtry. Disqualified.
Neither are here, as far as we know.
Rascal Flatts.
All right. Sean.
Sherman with Corby, Widespread.
Okay. Are you going?
No.
Jared?
No.
Truck Face Unstoppable.
They're not a candidate.
Okay. Then Enrique and Pitbull.
All right. Fernando.
Rascal Flatts.
All right, just so that we don't have to go to a runoff, I will also vote for Rascal Flatts.
There you go, my buddies.
So with three votes, Sunday at AT&T Stadium, that's the biggest show.
What's next?